PFT Media. One, two, potaboo ray, kickball change, double turn, go to the knee, and do the back roll, flip up, and cardboard box, and shimmy, 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 and walk, 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 and hand to the ceiling, kick, fall to the ground, roll, 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 stand up, pose, and turn. Hi, I'm Mark Baratelli, and you're listening to Orlando Opinions. Hey! Today on the show, we're going to talk about Millennium Mall, Orlando Fringe, I've Been Drinking, and Disney World. And now it's time for Millennia Update. The Louis Vuitton store, if you haven't been recently, is splitting into two. If you know where it is, it's located at the entrance to Neiman Marcus. They're going to split it into a men's and women's shop. So the old store is going to be the women's, and the Cartier store across the way on the same floor is going to be the men's. The men's has already opened, and it's very nice. When you walk in, the store is in the shape of a triangle. It's like you're entering into a beaker, a scientific beaker, at the tip, at the nipple. And you walk into this triangle, this pizza slice, and it looks like there's not going to be much there. There's one wall in the center that creates, so you know, okay, I got to go down this wall, go around to the back. Anyways, there's a lot more men's products than the old store used to have, and that's exciting. Okay, then where's the women's store? The women's store is not open yet, but it's open for now in the old Abercrombie and Fitch space, which is down on the poor people's end of the mall. Number two, I went recently and there are three empty storefronts at Millennium Mall. Is the retail apocalypse hitting Orlando's most successful mall? And apparently I need to give a big fuck you to the people at the Gucci store. Now, I have a photo. I have several photos, but I have one photo in particular that I shared on Daily City Instagram of me wearing a women's belt with a big giant double G's. It's the Marmont G's. Thank you. And I put it on. I took a picture. Everything's fine. Put it online. I think I tagged the store. I go in like a while ago, and I try to take a picture of a purse, and this man comes out of the woodwork and tells me that they have a policy of not taking pictures. I think it's that I looked poor. That's why he attacked me. And I was going to try to fight him, but I thought, this is a losing battle. I'm in their house, and I'm going to start a fight. They're just going to kick me out. So, Gucci, you just lost a customer. And yeah, I maybe have never bought anything and probably never will, but I'm not coming back. And now it's time to talk about Orlando Fringe. I didn't go. No one I know goes these days. My friends are not into theater, and we didn't go. Now, I didn't not go because I don't like the festival. I love the festival. In fact, I have done my Fringe time. As a performer, I did several solo shows. One was called Mark Baratelli, one was called Improv Cabaret, one was called How Do You Feel, and one was called Judy Garland. Multiple shows that I self-produced by myself. Then on top of that, I volunteered. I created the Audience Choice Awards 8 years in a row. Every year, I'd have to run the voting and then create the awards. I have to hire a graphic designer to design the award. Then I have to pay for the printing of each award, pay for the frames, and then at the end of the festival, hand these things out in front of the entire audience of all the performers. I created and ran their Twitter account. I created and ran their YouTube account. And now, so I've done my time. I love the festival. I have supported the festival. And now I'm seeing online other people who are doing not the same things I did, but like similar things where they give of their time and of their creativity volunteering to, because you the festival is just, it brings the best out in you. But I think that these people, if they're like me, they're going to find that like there's a natural ending. Like you don't like walk away, they don't appreciate me. You just like, okay, I have given enough and now I'm going to go do my own things. And the truth is that what you did for them what I felt is like I did it for them, and what I learned is for about myself is that I like to do these things, these projects, make up these ideas that didn't exist there, or you know, that no one was doing, do them for myself. Not in a selfish way, but like, I don't know, there's just something about like, I'd rather be a small fish where I own all of the stuff that I'm doing and making, creating, and I'm in charge of everything, versus working on a bigger fish where my stuff is going to be seen by thousands of people, but it's not mine. For example, I had this moment where I was designing this 6-foot-tall poster that's going to be at the entrance of the indoor farmers market on June 9th. And it was my job. I had to, first of all, decide that we needed a sign, because I was told at the flea from a couple vendors that guests didn't know that we had a second floor at the Orlando flea. And I'm like, how do you not see the stairs and the people walking up the stairs? But I take everything that the vendors tell me seriously. So now I'm paying a lot of money for this sign. So I am deciding to make the sign. I am deciding to what goes on it. It took me like 2 hours, and I shared on my personal Facebook all of the thoughts that went into making the sign. And then when I finished, I thought, you know what? Like, this is mine. Like, I looked at the sign. I was like, this sign is, it's, you know, it's not amazing, but it's like decent enough. It's a sign, a directional sign you would see like at a Macy's. Here's what's on floor 2. Here's what's on floor 3. But it was like, it was my Macy's. It was my Macy's. And now it's time for I've Been Drinking. So I've been doing a lot of drinking. Don't ask me why. I don't think it's because I'm sad. But then, like, when I turn around and look at how much I've been drinking, I'm like, oh, it's probably because I'm sad. So I want to share with you my favorite places that I've been drinking recently. Number one, we're going back to Millennium Mall, the Capitol Grill. Now, you might say to yourself, I'm too poor to drink at the Capitol Grill. No, you're not. No, because they have a $10 glass of Pinot Grigio. And you get that, you sit at the bar, the bartender's actually professional and nice and courteous and makes you laugh, and you get that basket of bread that's free, and you can sit there for like an hour sipping on that drink. And sometimes I get two if I'm feeling tipsy. Okay, so that's a good place to go. And also, it's not in the food court, and it's not in that California Pizza Kitchen. I like the California Pizza Kitchen. I used to go there a lot, but it just doesn't feel, obviously, as fancy as Capitol Grill. So go to Capitol Grill. But do not go... Oh, yeah, yeah. My second face that I rip off to show you my third face is the Polynesian Resort. So on the second floor, they have a cocktail bar, and it's in front of their Ohana Oahu, dinner adventure. And it's great. You go... But here's my tip. You go, you get your drink. The drinks there are pricier than they are in the theme parks, specifically Epcot. So just know it's going to be like $3 more. So I get my drink, but do not sit in the immediate seating area around the bar. Too many people, because that area is actually reserved for the people waiting to go into Ohana Oksana Bayul Restaurant and Lounge. You want to take your drink, say thank you very much, but I'm not going to sit with your ass. Walk across the entire length of the lobby on the second floor, and there's a seating area in between the exit door and the gift shop. No one sits there. I have gone multiple times. No one sits there because it's surrounded by an exit. It's surrounded by a gift shop and then a restaurant. None of those three people who are entering and exiting those facilities want to sit down. And there you are by yourself slurping on your scissorp. It's a recommendation. It's a tip. Take it or not. The third place I've been drinking a lot is the new Olive Garden in front of Fashion Square Mall. Don't mean to brag, but yeah, I've been going there. Let me tell you why. They have on their menu permanently $5 rum and cokes. Have I sold you? Because that's enough. The other thing is, like, when you're waiting, if you want wine and you're waiting, you can go into the bar, and if you have one of your little, they have those little buzzer things that buzz when they tell you when your table's ready. If you show the person at the bar, who's called a bartender, one of those things, you get half off the wine, and the cheapest wine is $4.25 a glass. So you can have two glasses of wine at the bar, and then at dinner, you can have as many $5 rum and cokes as you want. the new Olive Garden. And finally, Epcot. Okay, so we're going back to Disney because I'm an annual pass holder. And if you can afford it and you live in Orlando, you should too, because to me, I've said this for years, Disney World, and I'll fight you on this, Disney World is our city's Central Park. Don't tell me that Lake Eola is it because it's too small. Central Park is not just about trees and grass. It's about the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that you walk by. So many strangers. And that experience you can only get at the theme parks. So invest in, I get the silver pass because I'm a fancy lady. So when I go to Epcot, I go to the Morocco Pavilion. I used to hit up, because I like a vodka diet double, I used to hit up the, what's it called? United Kingdom, okay? That is a hellhole compared to the Morocco Pavilion bar. Now, this, you go to the Morocco Pavilion, it's not the pavilion, it's the bar and restaurant that's on the lake. There is never a wait. I have gone on some of the busiest dates. The thing is, no one knows there's a bar there. Practically no one knows there's a restaurant there. It's so dark. No one. I have waited, probably the longest line I've had to wait in is like three parties, three people, and each, you know, each party has like two or three people. I'm in and out of there within 10 minutes. They do a good pour, and the United Kingdom is the opposite experience. It is so visible. When you walk past the bar, there's huge signs, there's windows, everyone knows where it is. You walk in, it is always packed. They always have three bartenders when they actually need five, and you're sitting there. You're like jostling, trying to be seen. And it's like, excuse me, I'm on a fake vacation. I deserve better. You do deserve better. So go to the Morocco Pavilion. And it's also not as loud as the United Kingdom bar. And now it's time for Disney World Drink Water, Damn It. Look, for you annual pass holders out there, and if you're not an annual pass holder, you should be, you cannot avoid the parks because it's hot during the summer. You have to go. If you don't go, you're wasting your money. And here is what you have to do. You have to drink water. It sounds so elementary, but I've had two experiences that tell me it is incredibly important that you drink water. I went once with my friend to Epcot. Now, typically, me and my friend go to Epcot. We'll walk around the countries twice. We'll hang out. I don't know how many hours we're there, but it's great. We were sitting repeatedly country to country. We had to find shade. We had to go inside. And then we only did one lap around the countries and he had to leave. So we drove 30 minutes out there for a very short trip and my day was ruined. The other time I went to Magic Kingdom with my boo and we got from our car to the entrance, which is a trek in itself, and then we got to Tomorrowland, and at Tomorrowland he was like, I have to go, I'm dead, I'm tired. And both of these people, I asked, did you drink water? And both of them said, no, I'm fine. Drink water. Do not ruin someone else's trip to Disney World. And now it's time to say goodbye. I just want to say thank you for listening to Orlando Opinions. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And right now my brain is in indoor farmers market mode. I keep promoting it, but that's all I think about day in and day out. I've been designing posters. I've been talking to vendors. I've been designing the table layout. I've been talking to the venue. I've been buying ads on Instagram and Facebook. So please go indoor farmers market. Find it on Instagram. Follow it and come see it, because we might bring it back if enough people come. Thanks for listening. I'm Mark Baratelli, and remember, Orlando Opinions, you have them, and so do I.
A PFT Media production.